This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 221 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the very exciting arrival of Bucky's, a Texas travel stop tradition, right here in Birmingham. We have one of our very own. It's big news. We're going to talk about some things that we've read recently. We're going to talk about a couple of new products Melanie has found. We love when Melanie finds us new products. And at the end of this episode, you're going to hear a special excerpt from our most recent Patreon episode. It's very exciting. So as always, thank you so much for being here. We hope you'll look in our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo for some of the stuff that we have loved lately. And we hope you really enjoy episode 221. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have a Bucky's in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. I need to talk about this because I saw this on Alex Hudson's Instagram over the weekend, and I was not aware that y'all were getting, I didn't know that Bucky's had made it to Alabama. And I have to say, kudos to the state of Alabama. I'm thrilled for y'all.
I can't believe I haven't talked to you about it because we got a Bucky's down at the Foley exit, which is the beach exit. Okay. I don't know if it opened. I think that was earlier this year when it opened. And so that was a huge deal. Like it was an exit where once there was not much and now there's a gigantic Bucky's down there. But
yeah.
But the last time I drove down that way, it was not finished. I guess it was when I say they got it opened in 2020 is what I should say.
All right.
Not 2021. So I didn't realize until, I mean, it was fairly recently when I realized that they were building one here. Technically it's in Leeds, which is right outside of Birmingham, but it opened last week. And I'm going to tell you, it was the thing to do this past weekend.
So tickled.
For the teenagers, they all made a pilgrimage.
Yes.
And that was yesterday. I kept hearing this noise from Alex's room. Uh-huh. And it was like a rrr. And I was like, what is that? And then I would hear rrr. And finally, I was like, stop making that noise. Because I thought, of course, he was making the noise.
Yeah.
Turns out it was a $4 rubber chicken he bought at Bucky's.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think we have that chicken. I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I think we own it.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, he went with some friends and they stayed a couple of hours.
Well, and that's what people, if you don't know what we're talking about, Bucky's is, I'm going to call it a gas station, but that really doesn't even hit the tip of the iceberg. They started in Texas. They actually started in Lake Jackson, Texas. And I know that because I spoke at a church in Lake Jackson several years ago, and it was the home church of the guy who started Bucky's.
Oh,
I know.
What an honor.
Well, I mean, I felt honored to be there. And that was one of the things that like people said, now, you know, that this church is where the guy that started Bucky's. So, I mean, it's like a thing. So Bucky's started in Texas and there are these huge truck stop slash shopping arenas slash gas stations slash everything that you could possibly want. So if you're a Texas road tripper, you're always looking, you're like, we're just going to wait till we get up the road to Bucky's. Like, we're not going to stop wherever at the Valero. We're going to wait till we get up the road to Bucky's is what you're trying to do. So that's what Bucky's is. And this is really just, I'm not even doing it justice, but just so people know, that's what a Bucky's is.
So apparently ours has 128 or 138 gas pumps. Like apparently that's what we're dealing with in terms of its capacity to fill up people's cars.
Yeah. And
one of Alex's friends was really excited because apparently he got a King's meal for less than $10.
Yeah.
Like a sandwich and some chips and homemade chips. And apparently they have everything. Like it's not just like Cokes in the case and cheese.
No.
And what are those? What are those pretzel things that I like when I'm on the road?
Oh shoot.
What are they called? The pretzels with the stuff inside. Oh no.
Oh, like the stuffed pretzels, like the combos. Is that what we're talking
pretzels
about?
With the stuff inside, like the stuffed pretzels. Yes. We would not be doing well if we were on password.
Yeah. The combos. I mean, like Bucky's has like a fudge bar. Like you can get like fudge in Bucky's when there's a lady like serving you fudge samples. I don't know if she's doing that now with COVID, but normally I'm saying there's like a fudge bar is what we're dealing with. You can get lawn chairs. You can get floats. You can get clothing. You can get hats. You can get anything you want at Bucky's.
Yes. Apparently there's a large selection of clothing. So I haven't been, but what David and I decided is that when I finish this devotional book, we're going to go to Bucky's. That's going to be my reward.
Well, listen,
that's about as high as we can aim in our current pandemic. But
I'm going to say that goes into hashtag low level goals on brand. Mm-hmm.
It's so low level, but what else are we going to do? So fly somewhere. So anyway, so we're gonna
go to Bucky's.
We're gonna make a trip, but we just I got to finish this book.
Here's what I'm gonna tell you that I love about Bucky's. So Bucky's has their own line. So they have all your favorite, all your gas station favorites, your candies, your chips, your all the stuff. But then Bucky's has its own line of products. So I'm gonna tell you, like, the Bucky's Sour Patch Kids are superior to other Sour Patch Kids. Like the Bucky's Cherry Sours are superior, and they all have the Bucky's label. The Bucky's Beef Jerky is a revelation.
Alex is going to be so sad he didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I will say, you have a very refined palate when it comes to sour candies.
I really do.
So I trust you on that.
Mm-hmm. Their sour straws are phenomenal. Those rainbow stripe sour tape are unbelievable. Like the Bucky's candy is so good. I don't know what it is. I don't know that they're not just repackaging whatever in a Bucky's thing with the label, but it tastes better in a Bucky's bag is what I'm going to tell you. And then there's even like Gully's parents got, oh gosh, I wish I could remember. Like they even have things like her mom got these. It was like canned green to like pickled green tomatoes that were like in a Bucky's jar. Delicious. Like I cannot even tell you how good they are. So just don't sleep on the Bucky's products is what I'm telling you.
This is why I feel like we need to set aside some time. Like I feel like there's a lot to be taken in, a lot to be explored, sampled. So
yes. You know what I think about though? Do you remember this story? Whenever I think about a Bucky's, do you remember that one time we were somewhere and we were talking to Beth Moore, and Christy Knuckles had come to visit her or had come to Texas, and that she said, hey, we stopped at that Bousset's truck stop. We stopped at the Bousset's instead of Bucky's.
Yes.
So now that has always made me laugh. So I'm always like, let's stop at Bousset's. Because I'm like, only somebody who didn't grow up in Texas, you're like, there's a beaver on the sign. I mean, it's Bucky's.
Bucky's.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate that she thought that it was Bousset's.
Bousset's. Well, listen, Alex, when he got back from Bousset's, he had seen several people. He was like, I saw the so-and-sos and the so-and-sos. It was a big hot spot this weekend.
And I will tell you this. So when you drive from San Antonio to Dallas, now we have a Buc-ee's in New Braunfels, so not too far from us, like 30 minutes away is our closest Buc-ee's. And that one's fairly new, but like 4 years ago, it was after, was it Hurricane Ike that hit Houston that was so bad?
Okay.
And so Caroline and I had to, that weekend, right after that, and there was a gas shortage, like you couldn't find gas anywhere, but she was playing in a soccer tournament in Dallas. And so we had to make it to Dallas. But the whole thing was, if we can't find gas, like we can't keep going to Dallas. So right. like I had managed to fill up here, because of course Perry Schenkel and mm-hmm. his Boy Scout preparedness way mm-hmm. knew that the gas shortage was coming. Mm-hmm. So I was filled up with gas, but we agreed there's a Buc-ee's in like Temple, Texas, which is outside of Austin, in between Austin and Waco on the way to Dallas. So you're about at the halfway mark to Dallas. And Perry said, this was his words when we left, because it was just Caroline and me. He said, if you get to Buc-ee's and they don't have gas, he said, you need to turn around and come back home.
Okay.
Because if Buc-ee's doesn't have gas, mm-hmm. nobody's going to have gas. And sure enough, listen, we got to Buc-ee's and we just pulled in. You wouldn't have known there was a gas shortage. It was packed. They had plenty of gas. I mean, you couldn't find gas anywhere, but Buc-ee's had gas. And here's the thing about a Buc-ee's too, that anybody will tell you, they're always packed. You will never pull up to an empty Buc-ee's.
Okay. I'm so intrigued. I'm so proud, mm-hmm. honestly, that Alabama made the cut for yeah. the Buc-ee's. I can't wait. I cannot wait to go.
Yeah, their bathrooms are always spotless and they have the bathrooms where they're huge and they're big and they give you the option of hand sanitizer actually even in your stall, or you can wash your hands or you have hand sanitizer, and they have the red light, green light system. So you can just look for the green light, you know, it's an open stall. It's very high tech and upscale is what I'm going to tell you.
Uh-huh. What you're telling me is that Buc-ee's is the Chick-fil-A of a truck stop.
Excellent reference. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right. That's it. That's it. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to finish this devotional. Maybe you could write a devotional. You could end with something about making it to the promised land and tie it in.
I could. Uh-huh. If only I could put one of those rubber chickens in there so people would get to the end of it and go, oh. Golly.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about a new Big Boo Cast sponsor, Stamps.com. Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time, or maybe it's just not how I want to spend my time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, you can ship packages, and you pay a lot less with discounted rates from the United States Postal Service, UPS, and more. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money, plus the hassle of going to the post office. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus you get big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's genius. It's a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. It has helped me so much because I'm always needing to mail books to different people and organizations, and it eliminates the hassle and multiple trips to the post office. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention that Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. It's a no-brainer. It saves you time and money, and it's no wonder why nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code BIGBOO, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Big Boo. That's Stamps.com, promo code Big Boo. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
that was one exciting piece of news from our weekend. The second not exciting piece of news, in keeping with our geriatric feature here on the podcast, is that I got in bed, I guess that was Saturday night, while Alex was at Bucky's with friends. David and had met a couple of friends for a real low-key dinner. And anyway, when we got back home, of course, you know, I don't stay up now past like 9:35, about as late as I can do. And so I had texted Alex, like, what time do you think you'll be home? I can't stay awake much longer. So I went to sleep. I woke up like 3 hours later, thought I had been asleep for hours, but it was still just like 12:30. And my, you know, I had really bad hip pain when I had the COVID. And my hips still occasionally really like, they're just sore. And my right hip in particular was driving me crazy. So I tried to stretch. I mean, I contorted my leg over my other leg. I tried to stretch it out. I lifted it back. I moved it. I mean, you would have thought I was doing a full calisthenics workout there on my side of the bed. And then I got up, I walked up and down the hall. I thought maybe if I sit down for a while, but I just never could seem to get it to, I never could get any relief. And I was going to use my Benarex, which I love, but I loaned it to somebody who also had a sore hip. So I didn't have my Benarex. I feel like it could have really, it probably could have gotten through.
Could have helped. Yeah.
But so I couldn't go back to sleep. So here's what I want to tell you. So I started reading a book that I had that an interior designer here in Birmingham mentioned on our Instagram. And I was like, oh, that looks good. So I started reading a book in the middle of the night.
Okay.
I read until about 6 a.m. I fell asleep again. I didn't wake up until 9. David went to church without me. Got up and my hip felt better. Apparently my friend Heather said the barometric pressure
that makes okay. Well, Mamaw, that's,
but apparently that's, it really plunged in Birmingham Saturday night. So I got up, but all that to say, in all my up and down and up and down, I read over the course of 24 hours, I read 2 books this weekend.
That is impressive.
I mean, I don't even know. I felt like I was in third grade again and had found the Nancy Drews. Like I read two whole complete books, and I liked both of them.
Well, that's even more impressive.
Yes. So I'm
going. So what did you read?
I'm going to tell you about them.
Please do.
So the first book I read is called Good Apple, and by a woman.
Somebody was just talking about this. I just saw somebody on Instagram talking about this book. Okay.
Oh, really?
Ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So it's written by a woman named Elizabeth Passarella, who writes a column for Southern Living. And so I'd seen it again, an interior designer here in Birmingham had mentioned it on her Instagram. And I was like, that looks interesting, because it was all like, the subtitle is something like a Southern evangelical living in New York or something like that.
Okay,
So here's what I'm going to tell you. One, her writing reminds me a little bit of you. Like she has your ability to talk about real life, but weave faith in and through it. Like there's several times where I thought Melanie would really like this. It's nonfiction. And so the angle initially is kind of like she's describing, she grew up in a very conservative family in Memphis, went to an all-girls school that I have heard about for a really long time because it was right by where my brother used to live.
Okay.
And then when she got to New York and met her husband and all that, and they've raised their family there, or they're raising their family there. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's going to be a story about how she moved from being more conservative to more liberal. And there is a little bit of that in there, but I'm going to tell you what the book really is a love story about New York City. I mean, it's really her love story with that city, and how she doesn't just live there, how she really feels called there, and how she's grown in her faith as a result of being there. So I don't know. It was a comforting voice. And some really good takeaways just in terms of the things that we fret and worry about sometimes, but some really like just some great stories about her life there and meeting her husband there, and kind of contrasting her life in New York with how she grew up in Memphis. And I don't know, it was just a delightful book to read. And it does have, somebody's like, I cannot read anything that references anything to do with even like a millimeter of politics. It does have a tiny bit in there, but not in any kind of like, she's not making a case for anything. It's just her story. I just thought it was delightful. It was delightful.
I'm looking it up on Amazon right now, and I'm going to tell you that it's got a little thing that it says, if you're weary of Christian living books, blah, 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 I once threw a remote control at my husband's head. And, you know, I once threw a remote control also, not quite at Perry's head, but at his retreating figure as he went up the stairs. And so this feels right to me. And yes, I think I'm going to go ahead and download it on my Kindle. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. I feel like I really did think so many times Melanie would love this. And it's just real life, you know, and it's, I don't know, because I love New York and, you know, we haven't been in over a year and talk all the time about when we get to go back. And it was just neat to read about somebody raising a family there. They have three kids. They live in a 2-bedroom apartment, you know, just all that kind of stuff. But I really enjoyed it.
That's a great recommendation. I'm excited about that.
So, and if you read Southern Living, she writes the Social Graces column in Southern Living. That's usually, I think, I think it's at the very back of the magazine. But
okay.
Anyway, she's a great writer. Just so, so easy to read. And whenever she'd talk about her mother, it reminded me of my mother. I felt like they might be cut from the same cloth a little bit. And then her daddy actually grew up Jewish. And so that's interesting to me. I don't know. I was just, the whole thing I found interesting.
Okay. I'm excited about that.
Then the second book I read after I finished that one was a book called The Guest List by Lucy Foley. It was a Reese's book club pick. I can't remember when. I bought it a while ago. And it does have, I will say, if somebody's, you know, tries to be extra vigilant, it does have a couple of racy parts in it.
Okay.
The language is not great all the way through, but but it's a mystery and it totally pulled me in. And I was telling somebody today, a lot of times when I read a mystery, I feel like I've read forever and I'll look and I'm only 20% of the way through the book.
Yeah.
This one moved really fast to me, as evidenced by the fact that I read it in an afternoon.
Yeah, so, for sure.
But really good. Like, you know, it was a satisfying mystery, which I don't read a ton of those, but I really enjoyed it. I do like the ones that are kind of, you know, everybody's on an island. And yes, so this is a story. Everybody's on an island for a wedding and things happen. So
things go awry. Okay. Yes. I'm really interested to, so I'm going to start The Good Apple tonight. I started off on a good reading track. And then now I have two different ones that are sitting that I know are both World War II. And as much as I love a World War II, that's not what I'm in the mood for right now. So I feel like Good Apple is going to get me off on a good.
Yeah. I think you'll love it. I mean, she's just your kind of writer. Best way I know how to describe it. She's your kind of writer, just a straight shooter. And, but also some really great takeaways that I appreciated. So,
hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. First of all, I love anything I can get delivered directly to my door. It's just so easy. Secondly, I love shopping online and being able to read reviews to help me figure out what I want to order. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. You can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every single order. This school year has been so different for us because Caroline is home a lot during the day in between classes. She doesn't have soccer until later in the afternoon, so I've had to have so many more snacks and healthy food on hand. So I'm constantly trying new things because she gets sick of the same old stuff. And we've discovered we love Thrive Market's selection of granola, especially the Nature's Path Love Crunch with dark chocolate and red berries. It is so delicious. And the Purely Elizabeth brand has a dark chocolate and sea salt. Maybe you're seeing a theme. I like chocolate with my granola.
We also recently tried the Chomps beef sticks in the Italian flavor. We had tried the normal ones, but the Italian flavor is so good. They are grass-fed and so delicious, and a Chomp stick along with the bag of our favorite Wisp cheese crisp is the perfect lunch or snack. And there's so much more. A friend had recently told me about this Egyptian magic skin cream and how it saves her life in the winter because her skin is so dry. I knew I'd seen it online at Thrive Market, and I was able to order it at a discount, and I love it. It was so easy to do with my Thrive Market membership. I also just got this bentonite clay face mask that's supposed to help deep clean all the impurities out of your face, which we all need right now because we're wearing masks, cloth masks. We need a good face mask. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70 plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. You can skip the grocery store, hallelujah, and the lines. Thrive Market has two new membership options. You can get a 1 month membership for $9.95 a month or a 12 month membership for $5 a month that's billed at $59.95. Join Thrive Market today to get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Thanks, Thrive Market, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
All right. Well, so now I started reading this weekend. So this is kind of a story, and I'm not finished with it yet, but I'm reading a book. So I met the author. Actually has moved here to San Antonio, or is living here right now. And so we met for coffee and she brought me her book, but it's called Good Morning, I Love You.
Oh.
Her name is Shauna Shapiro, but she is a psychologist and a professor. And so it's all about the human mind. Like, she studies the human mind.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's all about mindfulness and like meditation and being kind to yourself. And so it's interesting because I don't know what her beliefs are necessarily, but it's very much about like how the human mind, like how much it benefits us if we stay in a place of kindness and curiosity, like our intention and how it, so to me, it really resonates with so much of what I believe in the church we call the fruits of the spirit.
Right. Yes.
But I've liked it because it's fascinating because it really, she studies it from a thing of how studies show that the human mind, like how this prevents aging and how this prevents different things. But one of the things it said in the book, and I thought, look, we didn't even know, is she doesn't call it low level goals, but it's like setting, like retraining your brain. And you just set these really wildly unambitious goals for yourself, just so you kind of get in that habit of success.
We didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. So if we didn't even know. And so I thought that was so interesting. And then the other thing was, she was talking about retraining yourself and getting out of your habits, which made me think so much about our conversation with Retha on Patreon. Mm-hmm. About when Retha said that habits are chains that you don't know are there until you try to break them.
Right. They're too tight to break.
They're too tight to break. And so anyway, it's just kind of about that, about like just, and she talks about like, can you do 5% more? Like if you're wanting to exercise more, why don't you just start by saying, I'm going to do 5% more? Like,
that's good.
Yeah. So it's kind of been an interesting, I will say this, it's made me feel really smart reading it. So I feel like now I can talk about the brain.
You could practically teach a college class.
Well, pretty much. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of ready. So, but I do believe it because it's so much of, you know, what we've always said, like appreciating the day-to-day in life and every moment and finding joy because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So it's like finding, like living intentionally where you are, which I really love.
I feel like, I don't know how it happened or when it happened, but over the course of the last several years, I feel like a question I ask myself over and over, just as kind of I'm evaluating stuff or trying to decide whether to do this or to do that or whatever. And then here's the question, is the fruit good? Like, is the fruit good? And that's the most simple clarifying question for me sometimes, you know, will this bear good fruit? And I don't know. Sometimes it whittles things down in a way that makes it easier for me to make a decision.
Yeah. I think that's a good guideline. So, So anyway, I did that. In addition to that, we had soccer on Friday night.
Yes.
Again, it was our big rival. I'm sad to say that we lost by one goal.
I'm so sorry.
But I will say I did not have to yell referees to do their job. They did their job. They did their job the way they needed to. And so I did not have to reprimand them from the stands.
Okay.
So that was a relief. So we did that on Friday night, but it was a good game. So it's kind of one of those, you're like, yeah, it would have been nice to win, but you can't, you know, a good game where everybody plays really hard. You're like, I can't
do that.
So anyway, and then Caroline might've also said, Mom, we're just lucky we're having a season. So it really doesn't matter. And I was like,
thank you for the perspective, 17-year-old.
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't that nice when they snap things right back to what it's supposed to be about? And you're like,
yeah,
I wanted to win. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, but whatever. So we did that. And then that was really kind of, other than that, we had a pretty laid back weekend for the most part. We went out, Perry and I went to eat Mexican food Friday night or Saturday night. Caroline went out with some friends Friday, Saturday night. And that was pretty much it, but I did order a couple of things. I know, both in my quest to not age.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about one of my favorite things this year, Acorn TV. When the cold weather keeps us inside, one of my favorite ways to mentally escape is to curl up and get lost in a TV show. There is nothing better than getting under my favorite blanket with a cup of hot tea and pretending I'm British while I watch brilliant TV from across the pond. That's what they say, across the pond. The shows are all so well written with great storytelling and compelling characters. It is the perfect way to binge, especially when I feel like I've seen everything else out there. That's why I have Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television, my very favorite. It has a rich catalog of exclusive, award-winning series across genres including mysteries, dramas, comedies, and so much more. From production to performances, the series you'll find on Acorn TV are exceptional because they're cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors like David Tennant and Thandi Newton. If you're a fan of quirky British comedy, then the other one is a must watch. It follows two sisters from very different worlds who had no idea the other existed until their father drops dead. Plus, you get thousands of hours of new, refreshing content on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services at just $5.99 a month. We watch Acorn TV through Amazon, and it gives us access to so many more shows. Right now, I'm really liking a show called Finding Joy, which is a quirky Irish comedy about a woman named Joy who's going through a messy breakup when a new work assignment causes her to have to look for happiness in the most unusual places. It's so good and so entertaining. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use my promo code BIGBOO. That's ACORN.TV, code Big Boo, to get your first 30 days for free.
Okay. We appreciate your commitment.
Listen, I'm just fighting it.
With this particular topic, with everything you have.
Everything I have. Mm-hmm. I was running low. I needed a new face wash anyway. And I always think about the Jamie Golden thing, which she will tell you that don't spend a lot of money on a face wash because it's not on your face for a long amount of time.
Right.
Which I've always believed, but I kept seeing so many skincare influencers that I follow talk about this Revision skincare brightening face wash.
Okay.
And so I'm going to tell you, I ordered it.
Okay.
I used it last night for the first time. So this is not, I don't know yet. The verdict's still out. We'll see if eventually it makes it to my favorite things, but I'm going to say on first thing, I really love the way it made my face feel. So it's supposed to help. Yes, it did not tingle, but I have heard several people say that you may want to work your way up to using it every day because it does have a lot of stuff that's supposed to help with hyperpigmentation, which as you know, is my big issue.
Yes.
But it's just supposed to brighten your skin. And so, and it's the bottle of it. It's like $36, which I was like, whoa, that's pricey for skin. But it's like you use like a pea size amount. And so everybody kept saying it'll last you 6 months. So I was like, you know what? I'm good with that. So I ordered
just
that. It's just $6 a month, which is what I'd spend on Cetaphil. So I felt like this is fine. So we'll see how that goes.
So that was one thing. The other thing was I follow a girl named Camry on Instagram, and she had kind of struggled with getting pregnant. And so she was, and now she has a new baby, and she was kind of telling her journey. But one thing that she started taking that she said helped her from a nutrition standpoint, because she kind of realized that a lot of her problem with getting pregnant was kind of her nutrition and what she needed to put in her body.
Okay.
So she referred to something called some desiccated liver supplements.
Oh gosh. This feels like your destiny a little bit. And
so I'm going to tell you, that what I ordered there, it's a brand. So I did some research because I was curious, because she said it's a great source of protein.
Okay.
And one of my things for Caroline and I both, Perry probably too, but I'm just not, I can't worry about him. He's his own person. But are we getting, I can't manage his health. He's in charge of his own health. But it's a brand that I got on Amazon, but it's Ancestral Supplements. It's grass-fed beef liver, and it has iron, vitamin A, and B12 for energy.
Okay.
So it's a nutritionally dense superfood is what I'm telling you. It's for, and so this is what it says, for healthy teeth, gums, skin, and hair. It supports energy, mood, metabolism, for strong joints, could help with your hips, connective tissue, and healthy collagen. It supports heart, brain, and liver health, a strong immune system. So essentially it's like eating liver every day, which is really good for you. But I will tell you, they don't smell, like it's a capsule.
Okay, that was my concern, was that it was going to be a dicey odor.
That was also my concern, but it's, the amount per serving is freeze-dried New Zealand grass-fed bovine liver. It's got 3,000 milligrams.
Oh my word.
So anyway, but I'm going to say I've been taking them for 3 days, and I think I already feel better. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm just saying it's got a lot of good supplements and a lot of stuff that your body needs. And I'm never going to eat liver. Ever.
Right. Right.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to remind you that Sophie and I have an Amazon store for the Big Boo Cast. As you know, we mention a lot of products, and y'all ask us a lot of times, where can I find that? Where can I get it? What was that moisturizer that you loved? Because I realize it's hard to keep up with all of the products, but we've done our best to put all of them in our Amazon store. So you can easily find the Coop Home Goods pillow, which we have declared the pillow of 2020. You can find my Kenra Heat Cast Thermal Spray that we mentioned on this episode, and Sophie's Scalp Massager. In fact, you can find all of our favorite Amazon purchases at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Again, that's amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Thanks, y'all. But what I've told you is, remember many times I have said I come from a long line of vain women.
Right.
And my maternal grandmother, God rest her soul, had what I'm going to tell you was her second facelift when she was 77 years old. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that you can't help it. Like sometimes there are things that are just in your DNA that are just there. And that's one of my things. Mm-hmm. So, here's my thing about the desiccated liver supplements is it really is too. I want to have more energy. It's not just a physical thing. It's like, I want to like be in good shape. I want to be able to, you know, I want to be able to like move and not be tired and be healthy and all that stuff. And so I recognize I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier, but I'm not great at getting all the nutrients that I need.
Right.
I know I'm not. So I'm trying to be good about that.
You want to bear good fruit.
That's it. So anyway, those are my two big developments. And then the other thing that I'm working on, and I think I've researched enough that I'm going to go to Best Buy tomorrow.
Okay.
Is we've got to get like a Roku something for our TV.
Okay.
In the living room.
you haven't had anything because of where I can't remember what the challenge was.
It's because the TV's on the wall and it's huge. And so I asked Perry today, I said, do you think, can we lift the TV off the wall and put that? He's like, I don't know. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Best Buy and I'm going to ask them which one I should buy. And then I'm going to say, how much does it cost for your little geek squad to come install that for
sure.
And that's what I'm going to do.
I'm
taking it into my own hands, because we can't get, like, we have Netflix on that TV. We have Amazon on that TV, but because it's
we just didn't know, but you can't get Apple TV on it. You can't get Disney Plus on it. And here's my ultimate goal. And so if anybody has some insight, I know I've asked this before, but my understanding is that with Roku, we can get, you truly can, like we can get live sports, we can do the whole thing, and we could essentially cut our U-verse, which is what my goal is.
Yes, I think that's true. But let me ask you this. Can you add the Apple TV app to your television?
No, I've tried. You can't. You can't add Disney Plus either. And so that's my whole, there's apps, but you can't. And something about the Hisense, because I went on, like, it's a Hisense TV, which I don't know why we bought it, but it's like, if we had a Sony or something like that, yes, we could. But yeah, on ours,
because we have Samsungs. David's a fan of the Samsungs. Mm-hmm. And on those, you can add the apps for the different things. So, but yeah, I think with Roku, you can add all your subscription services, all that kind of stuff. I don't know the ins and outs of that, but no. I know people talk about, especially see on the Mississippi State message boards, because those guys are always talking about their best way to stick it to the cable companies.
Yes.
Or U-verse or whatever. And so they're always talking about Sling and Roku and YouTube TV and all that kind of stuff. So,
So I'm ready. I feel like it finally dawned on me, like, I'm a grown up, so I can pay somebody to come do this for me. Like, I don't have to. I'm a grown lady. So I can pay somebody to come. I can go to Best Buy and say, dear sirs, here is my goal. I need something that streams these things, and I need somebody to come install it onto my TV for me.
Yes.
But it really has dawned on me that once we figure out a way to get live sports, that's the only thing, because we don't watch TV. Like, when we sit around at night, like Perry watches like the outdoor channel, but I'm like, surely we can find something with some deer wandering around somewhere on something. So
you can, I don't want to sit there and occasionally go, I think I spot something in the distance. And then
you have to do it like this. Do you see something up there about 200 yards away? You see it? I'm going to take a shot at it. It's a lot of whispering. So I'm like, and then we'll transition into fishing shows, but I'm like, we can find those somewhere. There's got to be some outdoor or something.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
we have some exciting news this week that hopefully people have seen on Instagram and whatnot by the time they listen to this, but we have decided, it's the first day of February as we record this, and we have decided that, I think you said today on Instagram, we're going to start the new year over.
Yeah.
And we're going to 2020 fun it. Mm-hmm. And we have a new t-shirt and a new sweatshirt with Milk and Honey Teas.
We do. And I think they're super cute. Like, I love the green t-shirt. And I just, you know, I like 2020 fun, because here's what I'm going to tell you that I'm learning from my book, Good Morning, I Love You. Mm-hmm. You've got to put it out there. You've got to visualize what it is that you would like to see and what your hopes and dreams are. It's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, it will come. Mm-hmm. And so I think if we all just 2020 fun it up, I believe that we will call it into reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited. The t-shirt is a Comfort Colors t-shirt, which are my favorites.
Yes.
Here's why. They're boxier and they're long. So they're my favorite shirts to walk in, because they're always long enough with leggings. And the sweatshirt, I have not seen in person, but it looks adorable. It looks so cute.
Yeah. I was having her send me the sweatshirt just because I felt like I need a couple more. Well, I really don't need any more sweatshirts, but I did want a 2020 fun sweatshirt. So I feel good about that. And so they're super cute. And I think she's got, like, when you still listen to this, and we'll put it in the show notes, but you can get 15% off through this Friday, with code Big Boo. So just that too.
Yeah. Okay. So it's time for my five favorites.
Okay. Yay.
Okay, so here's my first thing for my favorites this week. It is the Laura Mercier Caviar Stick Eyeshadow. I feel like I'm reading an Amazon description. And the particular color I like is amethyst. So here's what this is. It's an eyeshadow stick. Here's why I like it. I feel like I wear just like my normal, like just like kind of regular eyeliner. I feel like as my eyes crinkle more on the sides, I feel like it looks kind of harsh. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I really have to blend it out because it's just like an arrow that points and says, behold the fine lines. So something made me start using this. Maybe I was in a hurry and I just took this eyeshadow stick and I used it like eyeliner. And I love it because it's softer. Like you don't get a harsh line with it. This one is a kind of a brownish color, maybe with a tiny bit of just a tiny, tiny bit of purple in it. Not much, or not even purple, but kind of a mauve or something. But I like it too, because when I put it on my upper lids, then I can also use it to kind of fill in up there a little bit. And it's just real blendable and creamy and it stays on all day. And so I ordered another one. I can't remember the other color I ordered. It was more of like a true taupe-ish color.
Yeah.
But I have enjoyed it just because after I put my makeup on and when I look in the mirror, I don't see like, you know, I just don't feel like I have rings around my eyes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
I like it. I like how creamy it is. I like how it stays on. It's got a little tiny bit of shimmer in it, but not a ton. But I think it's a thumbs up product in my opinion. So,
okay.
And also great just for your eyeshadow. But I'm really enjoying it as an eyeliner. So that's my first thing.
Okay. That's a great thing.
My second thing is actually not something that I bought for myself. It's something that I bought for David for his birthday because he can be difficult to buy for. One, because he knows all the techie stuff way before I do. So, and if he wants it, guess what he's going to do? Order it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's kind of like you know, trying to find Perry a new and inventive outdoorsy kind of thing. Like odds are he's dialed into that thing before you are.
Yeah. Never going to happen.
So, anyway, so as I was thinking through his birthday and I was thinking about the fact, you know, he's worked at home since March.
Yes.
And so he doesn't need any nice clothes really. You know, there's not a huge need for, sport coats or, good khaki pants. And so I thought about the fact that a lot of days he really does wear sweats or some kind of workout pant. So anyway, all that to say, as I started to investigate, I found something called the Hank joggers. They're by UGG. And listen, so they fall under athleisure for men and they're a little pricey, but here's what I decided about them. Because he wears that kind of stuff every day. Now it's kind of like, well, why not get something that lasts and that's nice and that he can enjoy. So sure enough, they come in and they have a slimmer fit than like a sweatpant does. So I ordered a size up because I knew he wouldn't enjoy, like he does not want to wear skinny jeans.
No.
So, you know, he doesn't want to wear something that looks more like leggings. So I went a size up, which was a good call. And he loves them. They are so soft on the inside, but they're not as thick as a pair of sweatpants. But when I tell you, like, I don't know what that is on the inside, but they are delightful. And he really likes them. Now he when he washed them, he actually hung them up to dry because he was like, he's tall. And if they shrink at all, that's no good.
Yeah.
But I think asked him a couple of days ago. I was like, should we get another color? Like he really, really likes them. And he says they're a really lighter weight. He will wear them all through the spring. You know, they're not so heavy that they feel like you can only wear them in the really cold months. So.
Okay. That's really good to know. And now see, I may get Perry a pair of those. Cause I was just thinking he doesn't have a good in between, like a comfortable lounge pant, really. You know what I mean? Like to wear at night. And so he tends to like, he'll put on his like lobster print pajama bottoms, but you know, if somebody's coming by, not that doesn't look good, but I'm just saying.
Right. Well, that's the thing about these is you could run errands in them, you know, like you could go have a meal in them, and because David is not really one to run around town in sweatpants. I think that's just probably our generation of guys. Mm-hmm. But these he would wear outside of the house because they don't look like pajama bottoms. They don't look like, you know, super baggy sweatpants. They're good looking. So
that is a great tip.
Okay, so
thank you.
You're welcome. My third thing is just, as I was kind of looking at this week, I was like, well, there are three people who have books coming out this week. And I think that that is a favorite of mine because mm-hmm. it's really fun to see people that you like and enjoy and love to read have new stuff come out. Or in one case, their very first book come out. So there are three books that I am excited are coming out this week. I'm going to tell you what they are at this juncture. The first is Laura Tremaine's book, which is called Share Your Stuff. I'll go first. And it's all about how to deepen your friendships, which I think is something that is, that's like a, one of those secret sauce questions that a lot of people wonder about, but don't ask out loud. Really wanting to know, like, how do I increase my level of closeness and understanding and all that kind of stuff. And Laura is so delightful and she's so smart. And so I think that, and this is her first book, by the way. And so I think that's a great thing to celebrate. And that is a favorite thing of mine. The other two that are coming out this week, Annie Downs has a book coming out called That Sounds Fun, which is all about our need for that in our lives. And that that cover is fantastic. Have you seen her cover?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got that one. And I was still thinking about Laura Tremaine's cover because it's so good. Oh my gosh, I love it. But yes, Annie's cover is also pretty. The covers are all, they're nailing it with the covers right now.
Yes. So Annie has that coming out on Tuesday. And then our friend Sissy Goff, who is a gifted counselor who lives in Nashville, who works a lot with teenagers, has a book coming out called Brave, A Teen Girl's Guide to Beating Worry and Anxiety. And let me tell you something. I wish I could look a year down the road and see how many times I'm going to recommend this one. Because if there is anything that I have dealt with over and over and over and over and over and over at school, and if there's anything that is really just the most prevalent issue, I think, with teenage girls in particular is anxiety. And so Sissy is such a trusted guide through those kinds of issues. She has so much wisdom. She's so compassionate and she just gets it. I feel like it's a resource that probably a lot of not only teenage girls have been looking for, but the moms of teenage girls have been looking for. So
yes, for sure.
I'm super excited. So yay, Sissy, yay, Annie, yay, Laura, for new books coming out this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my fourth thing. I think it's my fourth thing.
Okay.
I won't belabor this point because nobody wants to hear me talk about this for long, but recently I ordered a couple of different bras from Third Love. Now, full disclosure, Third Love is going to be a sponsor of our podcast at some point down the road. So, but I have seen and I've heard ads for Third Love for years. I have apparently looked at them so much that I've made my way onto their email list because I get emails from them all the time. And so finally I ordered two about a month ago. And one of those in particular, I am really crazy about. And it is, it is their Perfect Coverage bra.
Okay.
And I got the t-shirt bra and I like it, but this, the Perfect Coverage bra, I really love. And I won't get into the whys and wherefores of that, but I just really enjoy the way it fits. And I enjoy the way, I just enjoy it. So can we just leave it at that? Did I say thumbs up to the Perfect Coverage bra?
We can leave it at that. Well, I feel like I've heard so many good things about Third Love bras because I think that they send you, you got like your fit quiz and all that. There again, this is not our ad for them, but I'm excited to hear that you really like it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I do. So if anybody's wondering if it's worth it, I would say yes. So
okay.
All right. Last thing, this is an everyday item that I used all the time when I was doing Rita Wednesday. And even this past week, as I was cooking one night, I was like, what would I do without this? And it is a my flat whisk. You can order it from Amazon. It is, I don't know, I can't even remember. Maybe it's $10, $15 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's, I love a whisk anyway. I'm just in general, I'm a whisk fan. This one though has a flat base. And so if you're making anything where you need to get the stuff on the bottom of the pan, it's so good. Mm. And I don't know, it's just one of those little kitchen tools. You know, we all have a bunch of them and you never really know what's going to make the cut in terms of something that you use all the time and what's going to end up in the back of the drawer. And this one is something that I use all the time. It's great. Like if you need a recipe, if you need to beat a couple of eggs, it's so good. And you can just get at such good velocity with it because it's so tiny.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my fifth is my flat whisk from Amazon.
Okay. Those are great things. Those are all very useful, very good to know things.
So anyway, that's all I've got.
Awesome.
Now we're going to end this episode today. Well, we're going to end it like we normally do, but at the end of the end, we're going to have a little, a clip. I don't know what you call it. A segment,
an excerpt
from the Patreon episode that we released last week with our friend Retha. There, I can think of only one other episode we've done on Patreon that has gotten the same kind of response as this one. And that was the one that we did on body image back in the summer. Yeah. This one has really seemed to resonate with people who have heard it. Retha is so wise and just so practical at the same time. And so we're just going to put part of that at the end of the episode for those of you who would like to hear it.
Yeah, it was really good. I have to say, I never go back and listen to, but like that one I did. And I was like, man, it's good. Like Retha just, I don't know. It's good. It's like a free therapy / motivational session.
It really is. I listened, like when I edited it, I thought, oh, I mean, like I had so many takeaways, even when we were recording it, I was writing down stuff that Retha said, but then I talked back to it when I was like doing the edits. It's so good. And it does feel like a free therapy session. I think it feels like having a really wise friend sitting across from you who tells you the things that sometimes you can't see. And it's so good. So anyway, so that'll be at the end after the theme music. You're going to hear some of that come in, just FYI.
Okay. That's awesome.
All right. Well,
all right.
We'll be back next week, everyone.
Yes, we will. So thanks for listening.
Okay. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So who would you say, like, who needs you? Like, how do you think somebody comes, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, do I need a life coach? Do I need a business coach? Like, who do you think needs a Retha in their life?
The number one definer is you're stuck. So you should always be growing. You should always be growing. And so if you're stuck in life or in business and you don't see a way out, like you think I've tried this, I've tried that, then you need me. Mm-hmm. If you are on the business side, if you are trying to scale your business for growth and nothing you're doing is working, you need me. Because sometimes it's not that you're not doing anything. You're probably just not consistent with what you're doing. Nobody probably knows that you are in business. Those are the things. I think in the world of social media that we live in now, a lot of people believe that if you get on social media on Tuesday and say, hey, I do this thing, and then you don't do it again for 5 Tuesdays. I mean, you know, I know you're hoping that they remember, but let's blame it on the algorithm. Let's just say that the algorithm is not your friend. So I think if you're stuck in life or in business and you've tried to figure it out, you need me. I think if you are trying things and it's just not working, you need me because you're probably not being consistent. You need some accountability, structure, systems, scaling your business for growth, strategizing your life. You want to find your passion. You think you're in it, but you can't monetize it. All of those things.
And I think that January is prime time for people to go, okay, this is the year I'm finally going to get it together in all those ways you just mentioned, Retha. Like, this is the year I'm going to have a strategy. I'm going to be consistent. And so what goes wrong with that when people, you know, mark January 1 on the calendar and they're going to turn over a whole new leaf in all the ways?
They have not changed anything in their mind but the calendar.
Okay.
There's just nothing. Yeah. Nothing in their mind has changed. They just decided, this is going to be the year I'm going to be different. And then they didn't really plan out what that difference looks like. What does that mean to you? How are you going to do that? What's the process? I tell people all the time, so there is a process and then you're on a journey. Where are you? Are you in process? Are you walking on the journey? Because most of the time we're still in the car, just thinking. We hadn't even started it.
Yeah.
We're just thinking. GPS sitting on, we're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And we've mapped it out several times. Mm-hmm. And we have about five different routes we could take. You know, we need to start it up, you know, turn the radio off because you're just listening to that song. You're not doing anything. And so that's really where you should start, is what's your plan?
Okay.
Yeah.
So if people don't know, here's sort of how we came to the point where we realized that we needed Retha. I can't even, I don't remember. It was about this time last year, I feel like, because it was before quarantine. And one night I was going through Instagram and I was looking at your stories or something, and you said something about business or whatever. And I sent you kind of a jokey message that said, maybe part of my problem is I don't know if we actually have one. And so we decided, because we really didn't, Melanie, would you say we thought we had a business?
No, I think we were two people that just podcasted. Like, that was it.
Was what we did. Yeah. And if people don't know, like, we were, like, I was invoicing advertisers. And I mean, we were flying by the seat of our pants and had been for several years. Mm-hmm. And so Retha and I ended up going to dinner, meeting for dinner one night here in Birmingham. And I was like, okay, so just tell me what you do for people. Like, just tell me. And so when Retha started to kind of break down what she did for people, I was like, oh, you mean you would help us with that? Mm-hmm. And so anyway, ended up coming back home. I talked to Melanie, and because we had already had a conversation maybe a year before that, where I was like, I feel like we're doing everything wrong. And Melanie was like, she said, I'm in. I say yes. I said, let's give it a shot. And so we talked, the three of us, for the first time, I think last March. Is that right?
Yeah.
So Melanie, why was it that you decided also that we needed somebody, we needed a coach, a manager, somebody to come in and help? Why would you say you felt like that was true?
I mean, I think that truly, it's like so much with the podcast where I think when you called me and you're like, hey, I went to dinner with Retha and this is who she is and this is what she does. And what do you think? And I was like, sure, sounds great. I mean, that's kind of how I do everything with podcasts. Like, yeah, if you think that sounds good, then that sounds good. I trust you. Let's go with it. I mean, so I think my answer to that is I didn't know how much we needed Retha until we had Retha. Like, I wasn't sitting around going, you know what we really need is some sort of a business plan and somebody to help us figure out how to be consistent and how to be better at all this stuff, because I don't look at any aspect of my life like that, to my detriment. But I think once Retha came in and we had that initial call with her, I was like, oh, like this is like, this makes so much sense, because it was just stuff that we didn't know, which should be common sense, but we didn't know, like, just to be consistent. Like, hey, why don't you put your podcast out on a certain day? Or why don't you do this thing? Or why don't you plan out the next 6 months? Because we were always like the day before or the hour before, like, hey, what are we going to talk about today?
We would get like on the internet to record an episode and go, you have anything to talk about? Like now, we do an outline now, which is unheard of for us a year ago to have a Google Doc.
Where
we went back and forth. Melanie moved Fashion Friday to Instagram because of Retha. And it was like, I'll never forget when Retha said, well, why don't you post that on Instagram? And Melanie's like, oh.
I'm still putting it on my blog that nobody goes to, that sits dormant, that Perry, true story, asked me yesterday, like, he goes, do you still have a blog? And I was like,
I do. It's still there.
Kinda.
Yeah.
You'll do it, Perry. Thanks for checking in.
Mm-hmm. But it was so when you talked to us, Rita, so we're talking about the first time you talked to us, I think I realized like, oh, this is what we needed that I didn't know we needed.
Yeah.
But what did you look at us and go, what did this here?
I'm almost scared to hear this. I want to cover my ears a little bit.
What did we need? What did we need, Rita?
Well, if the first inkling, I said, well, they need some structure. Like, this is kind of out here. Just doing it, like, you know, like Sophie just said, we're just kind of flying by the seat of their pants. And I'm thinking, nope, you're just kind of walking and dropping papers. Like, that's how I look. Like, I was just like, you guys need some structure. And like, most people say, well, what kind of systems do we need? Well, you don't know until you get structure. So I knew you needed structure first. And then I knew you needed accountability, because what people don't understand about habits is what good and bad habits happen. And so bad habits are hard to change because most of the time you don't see it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for you all, you needed accountability to see that you're dropping the paper. Like, I got to show you that you are dropping the paper. And so if we had a plan, this wouldn't work this way. And so that's structure and accountability was first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that's the first thing that they need. And then from there, the hard part is if I get you to trust me. So structure and accountability and trust. And then when you trust me, then you'll do the hard things. And what would be the hard things? Being consistent.
Right. That's exactly where I knew you were headed with that. Yeah. That's the hardest thing, is being consistent.
The hardest thing.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.